Kamala Harris went on the attack. I have not seen this speech, but she went on her first campaign stop outside of her headquarters. And allegedly, they're saying that she went after and slammed President Trump, or former President Trump, looking to be president again, that she went after and slammed Trump in her first speech, in her first campaign trail speech. Take a look.
Let's listen in on Vice.
And we're going to be reacting to this together, ladies and gentlemen, all right?
President Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
Shout out to Eric Harris. I'm going to leave that shortly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sound like an audio track.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. It is good to be back. Thank you all very much. Can we please hear it for Leah and her extraordinary? And I do believe our teachers do God's work. They teach other people's children, and God knows we don't pay them enough. Let's thank them. And it is so good to be here and be back with so many extraordinary leaders, including my friend, the great governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers. State Senate, and she is always fighting for the people of this state, and I know that the folks that are here are going to make sure you return her to Washington, D.C. in November. Yes, we are going to elect her back to Washington, D.C. It is so good to be here also with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, County Executive David Crowley, Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
I want to get past all of the pleasantries.
Well, I have worked
to find
with Ben, you and I have been working together for years, and I can.
We got to get past all of this, and we want to get to the meat and potatoes. So if you see me skipping past a lot of the pleasantries, that's what's happening. I haven't watched this. I'm reacting to it for the first time, just like you guys, some of you guys. So that's what's happening.
Test. He knows how to build the infrastructure that delivers wins up and down the ballot. Thank you, Ben. So it is good to be back in Wisconsin, and it is great to be in Milwaukee. As many of you know, our state campaign headquarters are in this city. Yes, and that there is a reason for that. The path to the White House goes through Wisconsin. Yes, it does. And to win in Wisconsin, we are counting on you right here in Milwaukee. And you all helped us win in 2020. And in 2024, we will win again. So, Milwaukee, I want to start by saying a few words, and I could really speak at length, but a few words about our incredible President Joe Biden. It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as Vice President to our President Joe Biden. Joe's legacy of accomplishment over his entire career and over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, think about it, in one term as president, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served 2 terms in office. And I know we are all deeply, deeply grateful for his continuing service to our nation.
A lot of applause. I need to be.
And it is my great honor to have Joe Biden's endorsement in this race.
When y'all on these campaign trails, a lot of times they have cue cards that they put up for the audience. Say, hey, cheer or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They don't show that on camera, but it's definitely something that's, and I'm not saying that it's implemented here, but a lot of these people that stop at these campaign stops and these rallies, they ask you or they put certain people behind you, number one, which that's not what's happening here. But then also on top of that, they put cue cards to cheer for the people in order to reinvigorate the room and make it seem like it's a lot more rambunctious that's happening inside of the rally itself.
So, Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
Wow, that was a lot of work. She said she was going to work very, very hard. in order to earn the nomination for President of the United States of America before the Democratic National Convention. That didn't take long. That was a lot of hard work. Wasn't no debating in the primaries. Wasn't no other candidates to be able to challenge her. Hey, let me ask y'all a question. What other candidate was on the docket for the possibility of ever running against Kamala Harris in the first place? She absolutely got destroyed in the previous debates in 2019 going into 2020 debates for the primary for President of the United States of America, which ultimately led to Joe Biden going with a diversity, equity, and inclusion pick, because clearly she wasn't the best candidate, but it worked for them, right? But she absolutely got destroyed by other women nonetheless. Other women, and I'm gonna remind y'all later on this week, we're gonna get there, she got destroyed. Wasn't even looked at as a potential to be President of the United States of America, but somehow, some way, earned the nomination. I'm telling y'all, this was the biggest play. They never expected Joe Biden, in my personal opinion. I don't believe that they ever expected Joe Biden to ever become or to see through and become President of the United States of America for a second term. I believe this was always the play. This was always the play, 100%. Tulsi Gabbard, you're absolutely right, Sabrina.
And I am so very honored, and I pledge to you, I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November.
Even Obama didn't want to pledge his support and said that they should look at other candidates first.
So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election. Yes, we will. So as Leah told you, before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles...
That held evidence that ultimately would have freed people that was on death row, according to Tulsi Gabbard, when she was going through a debate, and Kamala Harris never disputed it. That withheld evidence that ultimately continued to push her forward as far as her record and making sure that she get prosecutions and that she didn't have to walk back some of the things that was already convicting people that was on death row, making sure that she got in a whole lot of people that was incarcerated for the very thing that she would not admit whether or not she's ever participated in as far as smoking weed. Yes, yes. See, a lot of people don't really know her record. They know what is on her LinkedIn. It's a difference. A lot of people don't know that there's blood, in my opinion, based off of things that's being proposed, blood on her hands. And how do you withhold evidence for the possibility of somebody else being freed and possibly being innocent? If we want to talk about blood on somebody's hands and a lifetime politician, look no further than a person that is standing in front of you, sitting here telling you about how bad Trump is going to be. All she's saying is we gonna win, we gonna win, we gonna win, we gonna win. I like Joe Biden, great man. I appreciate y'all over there in Milwaukee. I don't hear anything of substance here, but I'm gonna let it play. I'm gonna let it rock.
I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain.
Same speech that she did at her headquarters. Literally, word for word, same speech that she did at her headquarters. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm informed.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
Same thing, exact same speech. I might even do a comparison to show you that it's the exact same speech. Let me see if I can find it. Give me a second. Same speech. Let's see if we can find this. Come on, man. It ain't an original thought in this chick, bro. Ain't an original thought in this chick. All these laughing tracks.
And we want everybody here. So So, Joe, I'm going to recognize some of you. I want to thank Jenna. All of these people in this office have been working.
Same blueprint. Thank everybody. Hey, you guys are awesome. I love Joe Biden. Then go into the speech and say, I know the people, pedophiles, people that are warmongers, people that cheat on their wives. And so I'm going to beat Donald Trump. It's the same play. I haven't even watched that CNN speech yet, but I recognize it because I did review this one that was at our campaign headquarters.
And you're giving yourselves to our country. Because, and so today, just with him and what you will continue. I just have to say, I love Joe Biden. I love Joe Biden, and I know we all do, and we have so many. And we can do hard things, this team, and that is why I have just asked her to run my campaign. We are going to win.
We are going to. I love Joe Biden. Thank everybody. Hey, guys, we're going to win. And now, listen, I've done the work. I've been a prosecutor. I've dealt with some of the worst in society. And so that's how I know who my opponent is.
Now I'm getting back to you, Joe. Life, truly, to serve as vice president to our over a lifetime, but just over the last 3.5 years. Think about it. And I know everyone here in the campaign. Joe, talk and listen. Democracy at home.
She's talking about Joe Biden right now.
Democracy of but back then, Bo would often talk.
Bo introduced me.
No, never forgotten where he comes from. Office to the Situation Room. See it.
We love you.
Not done. Thank you. So in the days and weeks ahead, I together with you.
Hey guys, we got 109 days or 103 days. To get to the presidency, and we're gonna win. And let me tell you my record. Check it out.
If you know, before I was elected as vice president, before I was elected as United States Senator, I was the elected Attorney General, as I've mentioned, of California. And before that, I was a courtroom prosecutor. Mm. In those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds.
Mm. Hey, tell me if you heard this one. Tell me if you heard this one before, guys.
Abused women. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
Yeah! All right, so let's do a compare and contrast.
Broke the rules, who ripped off, who abused perpetrators of all for them. And I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before them. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
What? Was that not the same speech that she gave just the other day? Hold on, let me rewind it just to make sure.
Ripped off consumers who abused women. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. Yeah.
Come on, man. Is this honest? Listen, honest to God on everything. On everything. Family. This is my first time. And you know I like to stand on it because I do not sit here and tell y'all what it is that I don't know. This is my first time hearing the speech that she had at her first presidential campaign rally. She's word for word using the exact same speech in order to galvanize her base. And this is the type of person that y'all want as the president of the United States of America. Don't y'all know that we're in a social media era to where, man, listen, Anton just heard something. Dog, I just heard her say that exact same thing the other day, just two or three days ago. I got the memory of an elephant. So now I'm using my photographic memory and I'm putting together my context clues. And I'm like, wait a minute. She said that in the same beginning. She used the same pitch. She is going through and she's doing the same thing that we did in middle school and high school. You do the introduction paragraph. You thank everybody. And then she states her hypothesis or her thesis. She backs it up with three talking points. And then she goes into it and she used the same introduction every single time. ChatGPT could have very much rearranged those sentences and at least gave us something a lot better. Come on, man. And y'all galvanized. I seen people, including Crying Van Jones. I seen Van Jones on CNN after this speech. Oh, my God. She knocked it out of the park. Other pundits saying the simplicity of a message really resonates with the American people. This is why I don't listen. I don't listen and I don't really take into consideration any of these large platforms, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox News, none of them, because they all are being paid and have an agenda and they are not able to. You can't tell me that you don't have these billion-dollar corporations. Billion-dollar corporations are not able to, at the very least, look at one speech right after she does it and then look at the other speech and say, wait a minute, she literally word for word, verbatim, copied off her last paper that the speechwriter wrote, too lazy to even get another speechwriter or look at ChatGPT, and then even be able to come up with a different speech, but you're using the same thing every single time, word for word, word for word. You telling me that nobody is able to catch this inside of these large billion-dollar corporations, but we doing it in real time. This is your president? This person that you want in the White House? This person that you want facing Putin? I'm just curious. Honest to God, I'm curious. Is this the person that y'all want? Do we really need to do this in real time so that you guys can understand what you're looking at and how these people are not even controlling their own campaign? They are being controlled. We don't even think Biden is running the White House right now. Who's behind this Manchurian candidate right now that's programming y'all and saying the same thing? This is what I think is going to happen. I think that I guarantee you over the next month, we're going to see modern women and simps on the internet, on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube using these same stupid talking points, because this is how they program you to not be a free thinker. But if you hear something enough, you'll subconsciously start to use these same talking points, similar to what they're trying to do with Project 2025, and say, well, what about Project 2025? Well, did you do your own research? Did you read the documents yourself? The policies is right there online for free. You don't have to be programmed by these people and these large institutions that's incentivizing you to continue to support a candidate that's probably not even in your own best interest. Because when you look at your real life doesn't really align with what they're saying on these platforms. I'm going to hear a little bit more of this speech. Let's play it. We got to get into it, y'all. We got to hear the same talking points from the same thing and the exact same length of speech that she had just 2-3 days ago, y'all. 2-3 days ago. Same thing, y'all. Insane. Amazing. Amazing.
This campaign, I promise you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
Same speech. Same word for word speech. Long applause.
And in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his.
What are we talking about, y'all? What are we talking about? I just played it back to back because I realized that she's saying the exact same thing that she said at the campaign headquarters in her first speech. It's the same speech. It's the same word for word, facial expressions. It's the same thing. It's not an authentic thing that's really speaking to the voters and the people of Wisconsin and Milwaukee and whoever the constituents are. Are y'all not seeing this? We discovering this on the Millionaire Morning Show. This is an exclusive. Shout out to Eric Harris. This is an exclusive. We're looking at this in real time. And the pundits went on the internet and said, oh my God, this is so mind blowing. She's really resonating with the people. This is a script. This is a script. This was written for her. And they say, hey man, do the same thing that you did the other day because it really galvanized the people. I'm trying to figure out, should we even listen to the speech? Because I know what the speech was the other day, and it's the same thing. Are we wasting our time? Or should we expose the hypocrisy of these pundits on these platforms like CNN that's just going in and saying, oh my God, it's so mind-blowing.
As Attorney General of California, I took on one of our country's largest for-profit colleges that was scamming students.
This is more entertaining than an actual speech.
As a young prosecutor, when I was in the Alameda County District Attorney's Office in California, I specialized in cases involving sexual abuse. Donald Trump was found liable by a jury for committing sexual abuse for profit colleges and put it out of business. That was forced to pay $25 million for profit colleges and put it out of business. As district attorney, to go after polluters, I created one of them. Was forced to pay $25 million to the students. It's one of the first environmental justice units in our nation. Donald Trump stood in Mar-a-Lago and told big oil lobbyists he would do their bidding for a $1 billion campaign contribution. During the foreclosure crisis, I took on the big Wall Street banks and won $20 billion for California families, holding those banks accountable for fraud. Donald Trump was just found guilty of 34 counts of fraud. But make no mistake, all of that being said, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump.
Let me see if she changed up any of the words.
Donald Trump ran a for-profit college that scammed students. As a prosecutor, I specialized in cases involving sexual abuse. Well, Trump was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General of California, I took on the big Wall Street banks and held them accountable for fraud. Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud on 34 cases.
It's the same speech, y'all. This is a waste of time. We wasting our time here. It's nothing to do. Honest to God, this is nothing. I can't believe I'm literally watching. I'm watching in real time the exact same word for word on a live stream speech. And the exact same applauses, the exact same boos, the exact same all of that. This is insane, honestly. This is crazy. Let me see if I can understand something real quick. Now I'm in the discovery mode. I believe we in the Matrix at this point, for real, for real.
I want to bring in our panel of political experts. And Van Jones, I'll start with you. You saw that energy at Kamala Harris's first campaign rally where she announced she had the best fundraising day in American campaign history. How are you thinking about this remarkable shift among the Democrats in just the past 2 days?
Oh, free at last, free at last. Kamala Harris is unleashed. She's just brilliant.
This is insane, bro. Honestly, man. I can't do this. I can't in good conscience react to something that I already reacted to yesterday. We had this live stream yesterday. It's the same speech. It's in a different location. I can't finesse my audience of their time and talk about something that we already watched and we already had a conversation about, and it's word for word the same effing speech. No way, no how, I'm not about to finesse y'all. I thought that I was about to be reviewing something that was logical. And then in the process, we discovered that they throwing us in the matrix and they programming us and they finessing us. We heard this pitch. Now the next campaign rally, I have to understand whether or not she's saying the exact same thing that she said the last two campaign rallies. And y'all going for this? Y'all really falling for the okey-doke? And the headlines is, oh my God, Kamala Harris goes on the attack for Trump. I'm mad that, let me get this off my mother effing screen, bro. Get this off my screen, man. Let me read some of these super chats. This is old.